Senator Maggie Hassan now joining us live, GMI Studios, on a very eventful morning. Senator, thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Jack. How are you?
I'm okay. But as I said to someone yesterday, I was quite distracted because my past of studying a lot about, you know, post-World War II or World War II Europe and looking what the looking what's happening in the Ukraine and what those European nations nearby must be fretting and fearing and what is Vladimir Putin's ultimate goal and ambition. But let's start with the additional sanctions. You put out a statement yesterday. Your thoughts on what President Biden announced yesterday and how effective and quickly can we get these to kind of turn the ratchet up the pressure economically on Putin?
Yeah, so first of all, as we all are, I am thinking of the Ukrainian people this morning, people who chose democracy and who are under this grave, brutal, just horrific action by Putin. And this is an attack on a sovereign nation. It is unprecedented. It's unconscionable. And it really threatens the peace, security, and freedom of nations all around the globe. So this is really a significant and terrible time. The sanctions that were imposed are really, really important. They are significant both in their scope, on the impact they'll have, and they're significant too because they are backed by a unified NATO and West. And that's critically important moving forward to make sure that they really have the impact that can bring the Russian economy to its knees, can prevent Putin from getting the technology that he needs to continue this war effort, and can impose personal consequences on the oligarchs, his cronies who support him and who he really relies on. So they're very, very important. But I think there will be need for additional sanctions. And I think one of the things we have to do is prepare for that, while keeping our alliance strong and unified and making sure that the people in the United States and the people in all of the allied countries understand that standing up for freedom here through these sanctions and through aid to Ukraine will, of course, impact us too. But that is, of course, what it means to stand for freedom.
Senator Maggie Hassan live. Good morning, Hampshire. Senator, I want to ask you, Vladimir Putin is not new to you or me. He's not new to the world. He's been in and out of power in Russia a very long time. He used to be head of the KGB. When he was out of power, he did a pretty big grab on the energy industry there. He's made a lot of money. Why do you think this sudden change? What do you think triggered a change in Putin to be so aggressive to not only put his toe into Ukraine, but go right after the capital and hit the country in such a broad attack, a very orchestrated, calculated attack? He's been planning this for a long time. Do you think China's backstopping this, or what do you think the change? What is his end game here? Is it beyond Ukraine?
Well, that's, of course, the concern. And there are people who are more expert in what motivates Vladimir Putin than I am. But I think a couple of things. One is your reference to China now is really important because they are, of course, watching this closely. China has its own territorial ambitions. We've seen that. And I think one of the things that Putin didn't count on was a unified West. The NATO alliance is holding very, very strong here, is as unified as ever. Other countries outside of NATO are also standing with Ukraine, and that's really important. I think it's very important, too, that our intelligence community really showed that it has eyes on what Putin is doing and thinking, and that we were able to share that information with our allies, I think really supported the unity and developed the unity that we are seeing. And I think Putin had counted on his false flag operations having an impact and dividing us. But this is a time, you know, when people ask me why should we care about Ukraine, I too think a lot about World War II, Jack, and as you and I have talked, I was raised by a member of the Greatest Generation. So I see the implications here very strongly. Well, we saw what happened in World War II if you don't stand up to aggressors. And we're the beacon of freedom, and we have to do this.
And Senator, you and I know, looking at World War II, it started seemingly not our problem. And before the Pacific got involved, before the attack on Pearl Harbor, we watched Hitler and his new regime in Germany just kind of slowly go from country to country in the world. It was just, you know, yeah. people in Great Britain and the United States were pretty much living our lives until we realized how far and how aggressive. Senator, let me switch gears. One of the immediate yeah. consequences of what's happening when people ask, why should we care about what's happening in the Ukraine, is, well, we had Governor Sununuan yesterday. It was his line, not mine. But I think most people know that Russia's kind of the big gas station of the of that part of the world. I mean, they export so much gas and oil. Prices are already shooting through the roof. I don't know how much of a price shock people should expect here in our listening region of New England, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see gas prices get into the over $4 a gallon range for a short time because of the interruption, because of the what's happening in the Ukraine. And one of our guests yesterday, I don't know if it was the governor, might have been someone else, said that that's why we need to rethink our domestic energy a little bit. Green goals, renewable energy, fine, but should we reexamine the Keystone Pipeline or some of the other stuff? Because when we see choke points like this, if people are paying $4 or $5 a gallon of gas, I think you and I know they're going to have some pretty irate customers out there. So what are your thoughts on the price of fuel?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a real concern. We have to do everything we can to mitigate the impact of what we're seeing Russia do in Ukraine and the sanctions that we are imposing. I joined with others just yesterday to push the administration again, as I have been consistently even before the invasion, to release more oil from our strategic petroleum reserve. We also have to make sure that oil companies aren't gouging customers. I, as you know, have proposed a suspension of the gas tax. Again, not everything we can do, but it would have a direct impact on the price people actually pay at the pump. And right now, we have to focus not only on lowering energy costs for Americans, but other costs like prescription drugs, too. But we also know that it's going to be important for Americans to help Western Europe with its energy needs, thinking through how we can get, for instance, more LNG over to Europe, because we know we need to continue to support our European allies in the rejection of the Nord Stream pipeline, right? So there are a lot of issues to work through here. We need to be very clear-eyed about this need to do what we can here domestically on the energy front to address the price hikes that may come, at least in the short term. But we also need to make sure that we are mitigating the impacts of these sanctions overall. It's not just energy prices, right? So that's one of the balances we're going to have to strike.
Senator Maggie Hassan, thanks for the time on this Friday Morning Live. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Make it a great weekend. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Take care and be safe.